Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. It is Thursday. Yes, it is. It is Thursday. It is True Thursday. So don't hesitate to call in and share your truth. Share the truth. The truth shall set us free. The facts, the meat of life. The meat of some of the hot topic stories that are happening right now are, you know, things that this is truths of life that you would like to talk about. The calling number is 519. My apologies for my raspy voice. 519-595-8255. Not sure if Cousin Linda will be joining us this morning. I must be honest with you all. I woke up 30 minutes ago. Yes, I did. But I immediately got prepared and woke myself up, and I'm so excited. So important to stay consistent. So tomorrow, you all remember, on Fridays, it's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday and Thursday mornings, 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. For all of you all to know, here in the States and abroad, Wednesdays and Thursdays are a.m., 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, days that are 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then there will be spontaneous shows. Nighttime shows, anytime shows, also, but that's the written down in pen schedule, not pencil, but that's the written down in pen schedule. So hello world. Again, started off the show with a sound of summer of a beach sequence. From Pixie B. Here is Narizmi, my friend in Istanbul, Turkey. God grant me the words to speak his thoughts, and may this be a joyous. I never met a broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here at Blog Talk Radio that wasn't joyous and didn't go into and not leaving knowing something totally new, totally different, hearing different people's opinions and doing the research, it's amazing just to know what's on others' minds and also to share what's on my mind. If it's facts or my thoughts and my opinions and causes that are important to me. So happy birthday. So many birthdays. So those of you celebrating birthdays and graduating and planning your wedding and getting ready for Father's Day. Father's Day is only a week away. And I know some of you might be saying, what, Father's Day? I haven't done any shopping or planning anything. So, yeah, Father's Day is next weekend, June 10th weekend of Father's Day. Father's Day, the 18th, many people will be celebrating June 10th on that Saturday, but the official, you know, holiday, federal holiday is on Monday, on that Monday, the 19th. So it's a federal holiday. So, I mean, Father's Day and then June 10th, you know, many people will be off, and some businesses will be closed. So, I'm trying to think. There are so truth is, I have a question to ask regarding truth. How important are morals to you? I have a question regarding truth. I was thinking about hot topics. I know yesterday I mentioned we talked about how we can make this world a better place, and I did mention that we were talk more about politics today. But you know, morals, how important are morals in your life? And just how important are morals to you? There are a lot of things that are important in life, moral, character, having integrity, having respect, self-respect especially, because how can we really respect when the self-respect is not in order? And all that goes hand in hand with the importance of morals. So this is a question I'm throwing out as we talk about the truth. Is the truth share sets us free? So, wow, I'm guessing at some of these hot topics, stories, breaking news stories that happen as I slept. I know some of you are going to bed. Some are getting off work. Some are at lunch, tea time. Before I really, really get started, I would like to share the serenity prayer. I wanted to share it on Tuesday when we spoke of being grateful, when we talked about the importance of being grateful on Thankful Tuesday. So here's the serenity prayer, and I will change the I to we. And I did this on my with one of my prayer partner groups. We do telephone call conference every day, 6 a.m. and noon. And it's amazing. I will share the information with you all on tomorrow's show with Powerhouse Kojic. Those are my prayer partners. My church that I belong to is Cathedral AM in Zion. Pastor Gary Adams Jr. and his First Lady, Mrs. Denise Adams. I haven't resumed my in-person attendance to church. I will soon. So I'm going to go ahead and share. I know I'm like, hey, I'm just in like a relaxed, chill mode. At first I was like, oh, let's get this done. But I'm like, you know, real chill, let it flow mode right now. Just relax and everyone just take a deep breath. Inhale life. Speaking of being grateful, yes, inhale life. Serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can change, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as we would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right. If we surrender to your will, so that we may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. The serenity prayer is so beautiful. And it crosses religious beliefs. It's just so truthful and so amazing. And the truth, as we talk about Truth Thursday. And remember, if you would like to call in, 516-595-8255. Look like Cousin Linda won't be with us this morning. I'm sure she's dreaming of us traveling the world and eating awesome food and dreaming of her cousin. I know. Wow, there was a time I was very, I just knew, oh my, this person, this relative, this friend, this classmate, they just love me so much. And you all been through that in life, and then you go through the moment of like, oh, who loves me? Who really loves me? And so I am just grateful for those who do show their love and support, especially the BTR community, those that support the show from the beginning, March 2011, are just resuming listening now that there's a set schedule again, along with spontaneous pop-up shows. And before I go any further, here's the email. Send me your awesome music so we can jam on. Artists have been sending me like awesome videos and music videos, and I many of these artists that I network with, definitely looking forward to you coming on the show and playing your music from old friends to new friends, and also looking forward to getting former guests and former guest co-hosts back on the show to talk, update us on what's going on. Many of the guests that have been on the show, you would be amazed at some of the things that they have accomplished, the triumphs too, the challenges that they've been through, and the successes that they have accomplished personally and professionally, or for their causes. Always check the schedule, because scheduling and setting up, and if there's a certain topic that you would like to discuss, this is the Entertainment Lifestyle Show, do not hesitate to contact me. Do not hesitate. Many always send me like news also from their respective areas, towns, cities, or news that they think Cousin Linda and I will find interesting, or just that I need to know, or the world need to know. But email me at culturshock, KulturShokent, _best@yahoo.com. KulturShokent, _best@yahoo.com. I know how I am. I have to hear it three times. So here it is, thrice. Culture Shock. KulturShokent, _best@yahoo.com. Cash App. So, you know, your support is very important, from listenership to Cash Apping. And believe me, you, anything that you send will go into upgrading and the redevelopment of this awesome podcast. And the Cash App is $ Beth, Be True, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E, S-H-O-K. Cash App, $ Be True, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K, $ B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. And I thank you in advance for any contributions to the show's Cash App. And just thank you for spreading the word, letting your family and friends know, your coworkers and cohorts know that the show has resumed. If you're interested in sponsorship, talk with me. Place some dropping a few ads. That would be really cool. So, that morals. How important are morals to you? They're very important to me, and I would like to think they're very important to everyone. Morals. And what we mentioned earlier, character, integrity, respect, self-respect, being disciplined, all of that goes hand in hand. So, I'm looking at definitions.net. If I can pull it up, but some of the hot topics, as I'm pulling it up, talking about Truth Thursday, the truth is we have two additional politicians that have thrown their hats in the Republican ring to run for president to attempt to get the nomination for the Republican side, and that would be former governor, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and our former VP, Mike Pence. So we have those two. So now the word is we have 12. On the Democrat side, I have to research. I know, because I really don't know how many on both sides. I have to be honest with that. That's the truth. And because sometimes people get into the race and it's under the radar. Do not get much coverage. It's just a mixed thing. I know when I see the list of those vying for Democratic or Republican, I see someone that's like, hey, I didn't know they were vying to become president also. But since the last time we aired, yesterday morning, we now have Mike Pence and Chris Christie, which it seemed like they already, when the news broke like last week, but we already knew, I mean, we already knew since the last campaign that they would be running. So moral, to serve with the principles of right and wrong, or conformance to standards or behavior and character based on those principles. You hear more sense, more scrutiny, a moral lesson, a moral quandary, more convictions, a moral life. And I know as a kid, I used to always love to be entertained with stories that will always begin or end with, hey, There's a moral to the story. You know, whenever I heard that there's a moral to the story, that will always get my attention. And that's from being a child, you know, raised by an awesome mother and family and the community, and teachers that often share moral of the story stories and teachings. They always embedded in me the importance of being morally ethical in the way I carry myself and my life. Speaking of mindful, to be mindful of my morals and doing what's right or not doing what's wrong, and understanding the consequences to doing what's right, and most importantly, doing what's wrong. I have the chat open too. Just because people do not call, they would chat also. Remember to create your listener profile account if you don't have one, so you can interact in the chat rooms within the Blog Talk Radio community, interact with us in the podcast world of Blog Talk Radio. You all realize Blog Talk Radio is like the original of podcasts. The original. The ethical now, the ethical significance are a practical lesson. The more of the is that if you repeatedly lie, people won't believe you when you tell the truth. So I'm looking at different ways that the word moral is used. And this is from Wiktionary. And as a noun, the ethical significance or practical lesson, the moral of the story is that if you repeatedly lie, people won't believe you when you tell the truth. Moral, used as a noun again. Moral practices are teachings, modes of conduct. See, on your every day we are being not only personally our upbringing, the way we're raised, where we raise ourselves. I know some of you say, well, I raised myself. And many of you, yeah, got it right, too, raising yourself. But on our, when we enter places of business, worship places, synagogues, mosques, churches, educational business buildings, there's always like a code of conduct. So those are morals, how you carry yourself, your behavior. Moral practices are teachings, modes of conduct. That's as a noun. Moral as an adjective of or relating to principles of right and wrong in behavior, especially for teaching right behavior. Moral judgment, a moral poem. Morality. Morality is so important. And when, and it seems like when co-host Cousin Linda Oliver and I, and when callers, listeners call in, and those of you, I'm sure, wherever you are on the job, working, just chilling, you know, we all are like asking ourselves and asking each other and asking the world the solution to problems. Many of these problems that we talk about solving and need to be solved have a moral answer. Really can be prevented morally. Right or wrong? Look at it. That's deep, right? Right or wrong? If we would just be so in our truth about our behaviors instead of always pointing the finger at others and pointing out their behaviors, the world will be a better place. Morally, And if we get it right morally, it would just fall into place. This is deep, to think about our moral life and our behavior and the example that we set for ourselves, others, for young people, the respect for all ages, for our groups, our organizations that we belong to, our subculture organizations that we belong to, just living in society. Just think about it. We, because Lynn and I always talk about the be and listeners call in, and you are thinking, most of you are thinking, well, what is the solution? How can I improve my community? How can I improve things on the job? It goes back to the codes of conduct, to our moral beliefs, our behavior. Are we in alignment? And I'm talking to myself. None of us are perfect, but I'm talking to myself also. Are we in, that's why it's True Thursday, the truth will set us free. Are we morally in line with what we say, what we think, what we have been taught? Because that's what morals are all about, what we have been taught. More as an objective, again, conforming to a standard of right behavior, sanctioned by or operative on one's conscious or ethical judgment. Let me repeat that for those in the back of the room. Moral, as an objective again, conforming to a standard of right behavior, sanctioned by or operative on one's conscious or ethical judgment, a moral obligation. A moral obligation. Obeying a law is a moral obligation. If you do not want the consequences of the wrong behavior. Perfect example. That's coming from me right there. Moral. Adjective, capable of right and wrong action, a moral agent, more as an adjective, again, probable but not proved, a moral certainty, more as an adjective, again, positively affecting the mind, confidence, or will. See, that goes back to mental health. A moral victory, moral support, positively affecting the mind, confidence, or will. And that's a good point. Because when we are doing things morally right, we are more confident. We're not insecure. We are more confident when we like, hey, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of you. You did what's morally right. Great point. That's deep. So I'm looking at the different definitions of being moral, relating to the practice of men towards each other, as it may be virtuous or criminal, good or bad. I will repeat, and this is from Samuel Johnson's dictionary. Moral, relating to the practice of men towards each other, as it may be virtuous or criminal, good or bad. The least within the compass of moral actions, which have in them vice or virtue. Richard Hooker. Laws and ordinances. Positive, he distinguished from the laws of the two tables, which were moral. Richard Hooker. In moral action, divine law helpeth exceedingly the law of reason to guide man's life, but in supernatural it alone guideth. Now brandished weapons glitter in their hands,
Mankind is broken loose from moral bands. No rites of hospitality remain. The guest by him who harbored him is slain. Dryden. Reasoning are instructed with regard to vice and virtue. France spread its banners in our noiseless land. With plumed helm thy slay begins his threats. Was thou a moral fool? Sit still and cry. William Shakespeare. Popular such as it is known or admitted in the general business of life, we have found it with more a moral certainty the seat of the mosaical abyss, Thomas Burnett, theory of the earth. Mathematical things are capable of the strictest demonstration. Conclusions in natural philosophy are capable of proof by induction or experiments. Things of a moral nature by moral arguments, and matters of fact by credible testimony. John Tillotson's sermons. A moral universality is when the predicate agrees to the greatest part of the particulars which are contained under the universal subject, Isaac Watts. Moral, again, as a noun, morality, practice, or doctrine of the duties of this life, of life. This is rather a French than English sense. Their moral and economy most perfectly they made agree. Matthew Prior. The doctrine inculcated by a fiction, the accommodation of a table to form the morals. Get you some distilled Cartus Benedictus and lay it to your heart. It is the only thing for a qualm. Benedictus, why Benedictus? You have some moral in this Benedictus? Moral? No, by my truth, I have no moral meaning. I meant plain holy thistle. William Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing. Left behind to expound the meaning or moral of his signs and tokens. William Shakespeare, Taming of the Shrew. The moral is the first business of the poet. Has been the groundwork of his instruction. This fair form he contrives such as a design or fable as may be most suitable to the moral. John Dryden, De Frosmore. I found a moral first, and then I studied for a fable, but could do nothing that pleased me. Jonathan Swift, To Gay. To moral, verb, to moralize, to make moral reflection. Etymology from the adjective. When I did hear the motley fool this moral on the time, my lungs began to crow like a chanticleer. That fool should be so deep contemplative, William Shakespeare. Wikipedia defines moral as a moral from Latin moralis. It's a message that is conveyed or a lesson to be learned from a story or event. The moral may be left to the hearer, reader, or viewer to determine for themselves, or may be explicitly encapsulated in a maxim. A moral is a lesson in a story or in real life. That, woo! I'm glad I have it right since childhood, because that's how I've always been taught from my family, from educators, and from role models. The moral of the story, as a child and even now, I like to know the moral of the story, and I like to share the moral of the story. So the Webster Dictionary says, relating to a duty or obligation pertaining to those intentions and actions of which right and wrong, virtue and vice. You know, Prince, the late Prince, his birthday was yesterday, and shout out to Paisley Park at the old event. You know, in many of his songs, he would talk about his vices. Or vices of the subject. Virtue and vice as predicated are to the rules by which such intentions and actions ought to be directed relating to the practice, manners, or conduct of men as social beings. in relation to each other as respects right and wrong, so far as they are properly subject to rules. Moral, again, as an adjective, conform to accepted rules of right, acting in conformity with such rules. Virtuous, just as a moral man, used sometimes in distinction from religion, as a moral rather than a religious life. Moral, capable of right, as an adjective, capable of right and wrong action or being governed by a sense of right, subject to the law of duty. Moral adjective, acting upon or through one's moral nature, our sense of right, are suited to act in such a manner as a moral argument, moral consideration, sometimes opposed to material and physical, as moral pressure or support. Moral objective, again, supported by reason or probability, practically sufficient, opposed to legal or demonstrable as a moral evidence and moral certainty. Again, as an adjective, serving to teach or convey a moral, as a moral lesson, moral tale. And as a noun, the doctrine or a practice of the duties of life, manner of living as regards to right and wrong, conduct, behavior, usually the fool. More as a noun, the inner meaning or significance of a fable, a narrative, an occurrence, an experience, etc. The practical lesson which anything is designed or fitted to teach the doctrine meant to be inculcated by a fiction, a maxim. Moral and morality play. Moral, to moralize. It means manner, custom, your habit, your way of life. So, you know, bottom line, look at our way of life, our habits. As the listener, Way Busy, Craig in California, had called the other day, speaking about, you know, the discipline of changing habits and doing things that we know are right in living our lives. So, editor's contribution, a principle of just, honest, fair, peaceful. That's the magic word. Because being morally, living our lives morally right versus wrong, it causes peace. Peace in our inner self, peace in our environment, peace in our communities, our cities, our towns, our villages. Just that, talking about making the world a better place. Yes, we want peace versus chaos and disorder, right? Moral. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Moore is a popular surname. The Moore surname appeared 653 times in the 2010 census. And if you were to sample 100,000 people in the United States, approximately zero will have the surname Moore. But 54% or 353 total occurrences were Hispanic origin, 27.2 or 178 total occurrences were Asian, 15-6 or 102 total occurrences were white, 1.3 or 9 occurrences were black. This is just a fact that had a little note that had popped up. So, I mean, I know many of you are into numerology. Chardon numerology, the numerology value of moral in Chardon numerology is 8. The Pythagorean numerology, the numerical value of moral is 5. So it's almost time to conclude the show. I really appreciate you all for tuning in. And remember, it's a call-in show. You can always call in at 516-595-8255. 516-595-8255. Just checking out some more information before we go. Again, email me at culture shock, KULTR TureShent, underscore Beth at yahoo.com. KulTureShokent at yahoo.com. I need to step away from the mic for a minute. As you all know, I'm in my native state of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. We're in the midst of the Mega Evers homecoming week celebrations. So tomorrow when we're on at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Cousin Linda co-host is with us, who as a team marched with the late Mega Evers, so many of us could have the right to vote. I will share the itinerary of events. One thing I loved when I worked at WMPR for his late brother, the Honorable Mr. Charles Evers, was wow, the preparation for the Mega Evers homecoming events. I always enjoyed attending before, even as a kid. But now the events are just amazing, amazing. He and his widow, Mrs. Merle Evers Williams, are being recognized for their amazing accomplishments and all. We have the amazing week of homecoming. I've seen where the National Black Caucus have events that will be coming to Jackson, Mississippi. I received my invite 2 weeks ago. There's a big event with the GOP that's happening on Tuesday. I received my invite a couple weeks ago, and it's an evening with Kellyanne Conway, including special guests, RNC Chairwoman Ronald McDowell, and our Governor Tech Reeves, who's in the midst of a reelection campaign. His Democratic opponent is a cousin of the late Elvis Presley, Mississippi's son, Elvis Presley, Brandon Presley. So this event is an evening with Kellyanne Conway that will be held Tuesday on June the 13th. At 5 p.m., there's a photo lineup, and 6 p.m. a dinner, and it's at the Mississippi Coliseum. So a lot of big events happening. Because I think, like, Nancy Pelosi is coming next week, and so you're talking about blue and green. I mean, blue and red. Oh my goodness! Look, I'm saying green because it's all about bottom line, politics is about making the money go around, making green go around. I like to think purple, red, and blue makes purple. Mississippi Coliseum. That's 1207 Mississippi Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202. Honoring the lifetime achievement of Speaker of the House, Philip Gunn, and the MC is former State Chairman Brad White. Email Cassie, those of you that are interested in attending this elegant event, Cassie, K-A-S-S-I-E, at Mississippi GOP. That's msgop.org. If you're interested in attending the event, it's Cassie at msgop.org. For a couple, it's $250. A table of six is $1,000. A table of eight is the premium location for $2,500. Table eight for photo op. Premium location is $5K. Table of 10 with photo op. Head table location is $10K. So contact Cassie at msgop.org if you are interested in attending this elegant After Five event at the Mississippi Coliseum entitled An Evening with Kellyanne Conway. So I'm sharing that because I received my invitation 2 weeks ago. And while we're on politics,
longtime member of No Labels, and you all have been seeing No Labels. I'm honored to be a co-chair for the state of Mississippi with No Labels, which is a bipartisan group based in Washington, D.C., you know, making things purple, bringing the red and the blue and the independents and those that don't give a blank all together so we can put our country first, keep our country first. So we've been doing some amazing things with No Labels. I'm excited about No Labels Mississippi. Big shout out to my cohorts in co-chair in the state of Mississippi, Alex Skelton, many of you all are familiar with, and also Fort Bridgeworth. So a big shout out to those, that two individuals that I am working with as co-chairs, and also we are, you know, we're covering No Labels, we're covering everything. We're covering the ground for the No Labels insurance policy, the unity ticket of working together and really getting these candidates to really, really, really present to us awesome platforms and agendas that are workable, that can be managed right. For we the people, uniting we the people. Go to our YouTube channel, No Labels. There's an awesome video. I have posted, those of you that associate with me on social media, check out the video. When you go to Beth Avon Lady, it's pinned to my page. If you don't go to the YouTube or go to our website, but definitely go to our website and read up. The Honorable Dr. Ben Chavis has been our vice chair nationally since January. The Honorable Senator Joe Lieberman and Larry Hogan are also national co-chairs of No Labels. You know, a big shout out to our founder, Nancy, and also all those that are in D.C., Margaret White, Rand Clancy, Liz Marson, the director for the state of Mississippi, Christine, just awesome, awesome, awesome team. Megan, Shannon, I know so many to name. Nick Connors, many of you know these names, and you know there are people from the Democrat side, from the political side. Some that have never even been interested in politics, but they like the mission. The No Labels movement, the No Labels movement, and the initiative of bringing us together so we can solve problems in a bipartisan, effective way that serves our country, serves we the people. I just wanted to share that before before we conclude the show. And also the National Convention will be in Big D next April. Next April 14 and 15. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And one of my favorite landmarks, favorite places in Dallas, too. Oh, my God, I know, yes. But, yeah, it's a lot of things that we need to discuss. Love you all's input and putting us in the know also of what's happening in your city, your state, your town, your village, your island. It would be so beautiful to live on an island. It's all about we. There's no I in team. So we're a worldwide team. We're a worldwide team. We're a team in our own environment. We're a team with those we work with, those that we do community work with, those we worship with. We're a team. We're a team in our subcultures all together in this world. We are a team, and there's no I in team. All about teamwork. A big shout out to my Avon community, to my Avon coach and her husband, business partner. Check out their social media, Milagros Garcia and Carlos Garcia, and shout out to the entire team. And those of you that have not, it's not too late to order your Father's Day gift of Avon. Avon have awesome Father's Day and summer fun gift ideas and essentials also. But thank you. Big shout out to the BTR community. Thank you for your support from the beginning. And I'm sure you're happy that I'm on a regular schedule now. So I thank you all for your love and support, and for the fellow podcasts also. Such as Brother Warren, who had Cousin Linda on his show in Wake Up New Orleans. Awesome show. Check it out. Back in February. So just really appreciate you all. Remember to create your listener profiles so you can interact with the BTR community. Remember to check out the new podcast that I am premiering on Spotify right now. And, you know, Springer and Blog Talk Radio work together. So the Springer podcast has been on hiatus, but working on it. And I know many of you like me as a blogger, as a writer, because I blogged before I became a podcaster. And, you know, being from radio too, you know, when I created the podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, I was considering getting a radio show, meeting with a radio station, getting a radio show. Then some of my favorite, I loved Little Flip podcast he had here, Zang, you know, the erotic writer and producer. I loved her podcast, and Mark Cuban's brother, Brian Cuban, an attorney, and he's an author now. He's authored a couple of books, but he had The Rant Revolution. Those were like my three favorite podcasts here on Blog Talk Radio in 2010, then in early 2011, I created Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And if you're a longtime listener and want to listen to a replay and a new listener, you can go back to the beginning, to the very first show, the premier show, and listen to every show that ever broadcast in 2011. Just look at the descriptions and the titles and see what you dig, and check it out. I really appreciate your support. I really appreciate your support, listening live or listening to archive shows. So I just want to take this moment to show my gratitude to the listening audience and the supporters. You know, I'm sending out positive vibes, and I'm receiving your prayers and your positive vibes for myself, my family, my loved ones, my pet family. For this entire BTR community, I appreciate you and wish you a awesome morning, day, night, evening, whatever you're doing in the world. I wish you much love, and I really am grateful you taking the time out to share with me each time we broadcast live, or even you take the time out to listen to a previously aired program. Thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the encouragement. And I thank you for accepting my love and my encouragement and my vibes. We need each other, as we talk about every episode. But when the caller called in way busy on Tuesday, you know, talked about the importance of us sharing love. That's what my prayer group. That's what we would talk about in a few minutes when it's time for me to come together in prayer. And so, you know, it's all about love, agape love, unconditional love, loving ourselves, our self-care and our self-love, which I'm doing more of. I'm loving myself as I put love on others. You know, it's important for us to love ourselves and take care of ourselves so we won't get drained and burnt out. Somebody needed to hear that. I didn't just need to say that for me to listen to. But somebody out there needed to hear that. And I know somebody's saying, yeah, me, I needed to hear that. So as we were speaking the other day about the roses, so in the midst, as you rush, as you think about your to-do list, you know, put yourself on your to-do list. Put yourself on the top of your priority list. And I'm putting let us put, allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to put ourselves on the top of our priority list. Get ourselves, our beings, our ideas, our projects, our dreams, our desires off the back burner and on the front of the stove and start cooking it, right? Okay, so I need to go ahead and conclude the show before the show concludes on its own. But this has been a commentary-style show. It has been a blast because I'm not alone, even though I'm doing the commentary style, because I know I'm not alone. I mean, many of you are listening. And I appreciate that, and thank you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. And I hope the Truth Thursday topic that I focus on, morals, I hope it have us thinking about morals, personally, professionally, in our everyday life, our behavior. I'm definitely thinking about it. Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you. As one of my old professors used to say at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi, back in the late 80s, Mrs. Jerry Roberts, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you all, let's plan. Let's plan, plan, plan. Yes. So thank you. God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you. God bless. Next live broadcast tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.